Welcome, everyone, to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. This is where we get to reflect, refine, and reboot your one precious life. In this space, we take a deeper look at what's holding you back. Maybe you want to show up differently for the people in your life. Maybe you're struggling with your emotional well-being. Maybe you feel as though something's missing and you want to get excited about your future. There's some good news. You can shift your perspective and begin to walk through the world in new, refreshing ways. I am a certified life and well-being coach who was called to create this show as a means to facilitate a journey of personal development. You have the power to change. Your life is precious. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Champion Your Life starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Champion Your Life. I'm thrilled that you're all here and interested in how to stay emotionally agile in today's ever-changing world. Today, we're going to be talking about modern emotional health and taking a look at the different things that we're up against right now. But learning to manage our minds and deciding what and how we want to think, I'm just convinced that this is the secret to a much saner and productive existence. Truly, truly, I believe this with all my being. If we consistently work towards more positive things that we can believe about ourselves, we will feel much happier and much more at peace. And if we spend our time thinking negative thoughts about ourselves and other people. So on today's podcast, I want to help you with five emotional skills that will help with what I like to refer to as healthy mind management. So here we go. Skill number one, name and accept your emotions. Name and accept your emotions. This is where we learn how to name what we're feeling, how to feel them, and just to identify them in general. So for example, if I was to say to you, tell me about the emotion that's coming up for you right now, what would you say? For example, I'm feeling very enthused to be talking with all of you right now about emotional health. That is my emotion in this moment, right? Others out in the world might be feeling accomplished at work today, and still others might be feeling overwhelmed, even discouraged. But you know what's really interesting? What I hear the most is, I'm fine. I'm fine. I want to share the most priceless cartoon that says it all. I believe our default awareness level is I'm fine, or this is fine, even when the house is on fire. But let's be honest, let's be real. Often we aren't even remotely fine. There's a lot going on for people these days. The other thing I'm hearing a lot is that people are feeling anxious and they're experiencing a tremendous amount of anxiety. And what I want to share with you is that being anxious and feeling anxiety and saying, I'm fine, are all just the resistance. The resistance that we have yet to an underlying emotion, one that we might not have quite unearthed yet. Often we are not wanting to, you know, experience whatever that emotion is. So we're just like pushing it away. We're resisting it, right? Which actually, ironically, causes a tremendous amount of anxiety when we do that. And why is that? Well, I think it's just because we're afraid. We're afraid to slow down and really just take a look at that. So the first skill is to be able to understand and identify what is the emotion you're having. Are you excited? Are you overwhelmed? Are you feeling betrayed? Are you feeling shame, confusion? Try to name it and be clear on the emotion that you're experiencing. That's our very first step. Now, the second skill is to allow emotions without fear or resistance. Allow emotions without fear or resistance. So this is much harder actually to do than it is to say, because so many of us have been trained since childhood to, you know, mask our emotions or just resist them, or, you know, good old fashioned, just pretend they're not there. So for example, if I feel frustrated, the answer is not for me to tell you, expect you to fix it for me. It's actually my job to allow myself to feel that emotion and just process it, right? All the way through. What I want to tell you is feelings are just vibrations in our bodies. That's it. We don't even need to fix them. We don't even need to think that something's gone terribly wrong. Emotions are just part of the human experience. And I, you know, this is a good time to also say that when you make that shift from a negative thought to a more neutral thought, and eventually, hopefully, to a more positive thought, but it's not about thinking, oh my gosh, I have so many negative thoughts. I got to push against those. Oh, I got to only think positive thoughts. No, I promise you, that's not what we're talking about. We just want to notice our negative thoughts and be curious about them. We don't even need to dwell on them. We really don't need to be afraid of them. What I'm trying to teach here is that it's simply a negative emotion. That's it. That's all you're experiencing. And there really shouldn't be any emotion that you're not willing to feel, right? I mean, how can we actually experience happiness without having felt sadness? We only know the good through understanding the bad. And in that way, neither is good or bad, right? They just are. For example, frustration, that's a good one. It's part of the 50-50 of life for sure. It's just part of the deal of being human. And the bigger the goals you're going to create, sometimes the bigger your emotions will be in your life, both positive and negative. And the good news is we can learn from all of them, including frustration. Nothing has gone wrong when you feel that full range of emotions and you just allow them to be there. I want to play with you for a moment today. So I was thinking about this. Now, here's an example that you might say to yourself. Okay, today I'm willing to feel any negative emotion because Leanne told me to, whatever comes up. So if my boss yells at me today at work, I will most likely have a thought that she shouldn't be yelling at me. I might be feeling a little frustrated, maybe even angry. But I am willing now to just be aware of that. I'm aware that I'm just going to notice it. But I'm also aware now that I have a choice in what I think, how I feel, and how I react. And that is the key here. Instead of responding without awareness, we can take the storms, the ebbs, and flow of our lives like fully evolved emotional adults. Because the one thing we're guaranteed of is some suffering in life. And I just want to say thank God for that. Because if it weren't for the suffering, we'd never know the beauty and the goodness of our short time on this earth. And therefore, we have the ability to choose and interpret and react and respond and move through whatever comes up for us without letting it take us out. Okay, so we're moving on to the third skill in developing our modern emotional health, and that is to make sure that we're not indulging in unhealthy emotions. So skill three, learn not to indulge in indulgent emotions. Cracks me up. But first, let me explain what I mean by indulgent emotions. An indulgent emotion is an emotion that's maybe a little too comfortable for you. It's something that you dive into maybe more than you would like to, that doesn't give you the result that you want in your life. For example, confusion, worry, overwhelm, self-pity, defensiveness, blame. I thought of this one this morning, being offended. These are all indulgent emotions. Up front, let's just say for the record, we've all been there. We all do this. We all indulge in these emotions. But you might be thinking, well, Leanne, I don't get it. How do I know if I'm indulging in emotions? Well, you can determine if you are, if the emotions and the progress in your life has stopped, right? If you find yourself unable to move forward. And often we can be indulging on a loop, like a thought loop, right? And the emotion we're having just isn't useful because it isn't creating any productive results in our life or a sense of any kind of forward movement. Have you ever heard of that phrase called playing small? It was popularized by the spiritual philosopher Marianne Williamson. And if you don't know her, you should. So you should look her up. She's amazing. But playing small, when I first heard it, it really struck me. It refers to that part of each of us that's focused on short-term comfort and security. So playing small usually means that we dismiss what we truly want in life in order to maintain a present moment illusion of security, acceptance, or some semblance of control. We actually indulge ourselves in playing small. This is really a thing, and I'd love you to think about that. And another emotion that I'm noticing that that people indulge in a lot is doubt. Now, doubt is one of those tricky little emotions that seems like it could be very necessary, doesn't it? It's not, though. Doubt is one of those things, especially when you're doubting yourself and your own ability. It prevents you from going in the world because it pretends to protect you from fear. And it's before you even start. I will have clients say to me, you know, I don't think I want to go out there and start my business because I'm afraid it might fail. Or if it succeeds, I'm nervous that it's going to take over my life. Can you see what's happening here? They're doubting their ability to be able to do the work with ease. They are ready. They are putting themselves in a failure headspace ahead of time. So to recap, you'll know when you're indulging in an emotion because there's just no traction. There's no growth. There's no movement. We're going to go for a quick break here. And when we get back, we're going to continue with the five skills that keep us emotionally agile. We'll be right back.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back, and now we're just going to go ahead and go straight into the fourth skill towards healthy mind management, and it's having the willingness to feel your way forward. So that's skill number four, having the willingness to feel your way forward. So that's the opposite of hiding, right? So when we hide from our lives, we don't end up setting any goals for ourselves. We don't pursue anything we really want because we're hiding from, I think, just feeling any scary emotions. For example, so many people hide, and we covered this earlier, from trying something new because we're so afraid, right, of having it fail. We don't want to expose ourselves to criticism or rejection or shame. But when we do this kind of work, the work that we're doing today, we can then say, you know what? I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to try something new and have it fail or not be perfect because it's just part of my personal growth journey, right? When we are finished hiding, we're ready to open up to the experiences of fear and pain and failure, that what I was saying, the full range of emotions. That is when we have the emotional health that we need to pursue our dreams. So if you know that your life's going to be 50-50, 50% good, 50% hard, you might as well just pursue the biggest dream that you have. Jim Carrey put it so brilliantly in this following clip that I'd like to share with you.
You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it. My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Wow, right? Does that not say it all? If you're going to feel bad half the time, why not go for it? Because the reason we're not pursuing our dreams, the reason we're not going after what we want, is because we don't want to feel bad when we don't get it. Well, we just might as well try then. You might as well become the person that you want to be. Fully alive, fully human, and willing to experience any emotion, right? Are you with me? And finally, the fifth skill for our healthy mind management is to learn how to create emotion on purpose. Skill five, learn how to create emotion on purpose. So what do I mean? This means that you understand that you are the person who generates your own unique emotion. You generate your emotion by what you decide to think ahead of time. Now, for some of us, an emotion you might want to create in your life is motivation, right? For some of you, it's discipline. For some of you, you might need courage. For some of you, it might be love. And well, I'll thank you ahead of time for that one because I think we all need a lot of that right now. But what I do is I choose five emotions that I want to feel every day. And I include this as part of my morning prayer ritual. I'll say, you know, God, I want to experience love. Always have love on the list. Creativity, clarity, discipline, massive action. So, you know, I've got to tell you, it's really powerful when we declare out loud what emotions we want to feel for the day. There is something in that intentionality. And inspiration is one of my favorite emotions to choose. But sometimes, though, I find myself saying things like, oh, no, I think I'm going to just wait until I feel inspired to tackle that project. But you know what I've learned? It's that inspiration actually finds me when I finally get to work. So I need to usually just get going, and then the inspiration hits. Other useful emotions don't sound quite as lovely as the ones we've mentioned, but we need them. We do. We need them in our lives to move forward. We mentioned courage earlier, determination, but my all-time favorite, discomfort. Yes. Yes, discomfort. There's some real truth in this following quote that I'm going to share with you. I've shared it before. I'm probably going to share it again with you because it's so good and so important. Discomfort. Here it is. Discomfort is a currency. It's a currency of our dreams. Discomfort is a very useful emotion, even though it sounds like a really negative one. But discomfort encourages me to process whatever it is that I'm going through. And it makes me process it all the way through. My discomfort is telling me, hey, Leanne, don't ignore this. Discomfort also might be present if we're trying something new in our lives. And discomfort would certainly be present if in some way, shape, or form, we're out of our comfort zone, right? But what's most important here is that we all need to decide that discomfort is actually our friend. When we can allow emotions to pass in and through us, because of the human experience being 50-50, we start to really experience life, because we know we're going to go out into the day and most likely experience some negative things, but guess what? We're going to be okay. But when we start our day and we're like, better not experience anything negative today, what do we end up doing? We end up creating all the negative emotions ahead of time. We've already started the day with resistance, right? So unproductive. So I really want to have you ask yourself this question. Do you want to be a person that's just happy all the time? That's what most of us say. I hear it all the time. I just want to be happy. Seriously? I'm just happy about everything that's going on in the world. But why do we tell ourselves that's what we want? We don't want that. What we want and need is the full human experience of life, right? And life can be tough, full of emotions, full of ups and downs. And the 50% of life can sometimes feel like the 80-20 of life. I think we really know this now. I mean, there can be some really terrible things that happen in the world. Pandemics, poverty, illness, inequality, wars, and sadly, even death. I believe firmly that our lives are the emotional training ground that God has given us. And when we can embrace that, that is when we get the deeper, more profound understanding of our lives. That's when we actually start enjoying our life instead of trying to hide from it, and actually starting to even enjoy the parts of it that aren't even supposed to be enjoyable. It is then that God gives us this different lens in which to view things. When we learn to see the negative part of life as part of the experience of just being alive, this is when those touching moments, those deeper moments, that unconditional love, even heartbreak, it's when we say, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm saying this. But yeah, I would do it all over again. I have a story to share with you. My cousin Paula and her husband John had two amazing daughters, but one of their daughters, Emma, was born with all sorts of health challenges. And well, they lived with this fear of losing her from the day that she was born. But thankfully, Emma was a survivor and she hung in there for 20 extraordinary years. Emma was this old soul who was clearly on this earth to teach us some things. And she touched so many lives. But when she passed away, the emotional toll that it took on this family was profound. And I listened and I watched them and heard them say over and over in their grief that they would do it all over again. I believe many of us would decide to do it all over again, go through the heartbreaks, all the pain that we've experienced. We would do it again, wouldn't we? To have loved that deeply. When we're willing to experience the good and the bad in the world, and when we are willing to experience the positive and the negative in our emotional life, there is a freedom that we begin to feel that is frankly indescribable. When you ask someone, how do you experience the world? It's all through emotion. And the way that you generate emotion is how you decide to interpret the world. The last thing I want to leave you with, you know, the negative part of the emotional experience can be the best part. It is often, often our best teacher. It can be the part that makes the rest of it so much better. But it doesn't feel like happiness. Please know that. So when you're open to all of it and you open up your life, that is when you have emotional health. That is when you are achieving healthy mind management. I really hope you've enjoyed the five emotional skills that we covered today. Go back and listen again if you need to. And reach out if you need some coaching, because look, what do we have? We have one precious life and it's a gift. Let's pay attention to that gift. You've been listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. Godspeed.
Thank you for listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To find out more about me and my coaching platform, visit championyourlife.com. That's championyourlife.com. You have one precious life. Let's live it to your fullest potential. Let's go. Let's do this together. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.